Well, hello, guys. This is like going back in time. So remember that TV show that put 14 Femons on an island and 14 guys on a different island to see how they'd fare? I think it was like 6 weeks. And it basically proved to me anyway exactly what I knew already. The males immediately got down and started, well, surviving. The Femons, who don't work as good as a team, do they, spend a lot of time bickering. In fact, during the time on the island, the medical team was called on a number of occasions. I think the medical team was called once for the males team, but it was a false alarm anyway. But there was a video I watched, and there was a narrator which was, yeah, a Femon. And I'm going to put a link to it down below. Me giving a link to a Femon video? But I think this Femon's slightly different. At first I thought it was just another way of Femons getting attention. You know, do the hair, do the makeup, and get in front of the camera. Of course, that is all there, though. But she came across to me, at least, a bit genuine. Maybe I was being fooled. Because it's very hard to trust Femons in today's world, isn't it? Because everything they do is a scam. But the males, of course, were very successful on the island. And the Femons were dismal. And a number of them probably would have died without the medical attention. But of course, the Femons and the feminists were appalled by this TV program, because it showed them exactly who and what they were. The problem is that males and Femons are built differently, made for different things. The males team had a kind of a leader. The Femons team didn't have any. And that's why when you get Femons into authority or positions, you get things like sanctuary cities, basically socialism, bordering on communism. I think they found something else out as well, that males all slept separately, whereas I believe the Femons slept together. That tells you something else about the Femon nature. Femons act so entitled, and they can do anything a man can do. They don't need a man. But the only ones who say that are the ones that are actually in society, which man has already built, and provided them with that entitlement. They don't have to make water to survive. It comes out the tap. I want you to have a quick look at this video in the link below. Just see if this Femon is acting to you, or she is actually based. You don't have to watch all of it, just some of it. Let me know what you think. You take it easy now, fellas. We truly are the survivors.